塔之音，服务源于聆听。各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早晨好。今天是2019年3月30日，星期六。我们非常荣幸地邀请到敬爱的萨提亚·德瓦帕布为我们讲述今天的盛典博加瓦坛的早课。感谢大家的聆听。Hare Krishna.
Yeah, so good morning to all the devotees in China.
所以说中国的奉献者们，大家早晨好。
Chanting Jayarada Madhava, I would chant the Mangala Charana prayers.
所以今天早上的话，我们就先不唱这个 Jayarada Madhava， 而是一起来试一试 Mangala Charana。
Charana.
Mangala Charana.
Is that okay?
可以吗？
Since I notice a lot of the devotees are studying them and reciting them to each other.
因为我注意到就是有好多奉献者都是在学习这个祷文，然后在背诵这个祷文。
And so, yeah, and they're very important for us to know.
而这些祷文对于我们来说是非常重要的。
So I will chant them in, you know, in the Sanskrit, but I'm hoping that as you hear them, or if you hear this recording later, that you'll listen to the prayers and also...understand the meaning in Chinese.
所以说我现在就来跟大家一起念这个梵文，然后大家在聆听的时候或者是稍后，然后回到家后再听这个录音的话呢，都可以听着我的这个发音，这个祷文的发音，然后但同时还要理解它的中文意思。
Om Aganatamirandasya Gananjana SalakayaJaksurunmilitam yena tasmain Shri Gurve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam yena Bhutale Yam Dadate Svabhadante Kam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Uttaparakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam SahaganaRaganatam Vitamtam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sadvaidutam Prijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishaka Vitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shri Makte Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharane Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarane Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Saranta Saraswati Tinamane Shri Varshabhanavi Devi Dayataya Kripabdaye Krishna Sambandha Vigyana Dayane Prabhave Namaha Madhurujvalapimajya Shri Rupanuga Bhaktida Shri Gorakarana Shakti Vibrahaya Namostate Namaste Gauravani Shri Murtaye Dinatarane Rupanuga Virudapa Saranta Dvanta Harine Namo Gorakishoraya Sakshad Vayagya Murtaye Vipralamba Rasambode Padambo Jayate Namaha Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Satchidananda Namine Gora Shakti Swarupaya Rupanuga Varayate Gora Vir Bhava Bhumestvam Nirdeshta Sajana Priyaha Vaishnava Sarva Bhoma Shri Jagannathayate Namaha Vanchakalpaturubhyascha Kripa SindhuvevachaPatitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Prima Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Goratvishe Namaha Panchatattva Makam Krishnam Bhaktarupa Swarupakam Bhaktavatara Bhaktakyam Namami Bhaktashaktikam Hey Krishna Karana SindhoDina Bandho Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Jayatam Surato Pangor Mamamanda Mater Gati Matsarvasva Padambojo Radha Madana Mohano Divyad Vindavanya Kapadumadda Srimad Ratnagara Simasanasto Srimad Radha Srila Govinda Devo Prashtavidhi Savya Manos Marami Srimad Rasa Vasarambi Vamsivata Tatastita Karshan Venu Swanir Gopir Gopinata Shri Estuna Tanta Kanchan Gorange Radhe Vrindavani Shrade Rishabhanu Stuti Devi Panamami Haribe Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 So, Narayani Mataji, mm-hmm. Are we on text 15 today? Or?
受伤.
Hari.
主 Krishna.
Iti.
如此.
Avashena.
意外的.
Aha.
吟唱.
Uman.
一个人.
Na.
Narayati. Oh,
oh, it's separate here.
Oh, oh.
Arhati.
不配.
Yatana.
地狱般的情况.
One second, I'm gonna eat a cough drop.
Oh.
I'm almost, you know, I'm still coughing just a little bit, but not much. It's funny, it lasts a long time. Okay. Translation. If one chants the holy name of Hari and then dies because of an accidental misfortune, such as falling from the top of a house, slipping and suffering broken bones while traveling on the road, being bitten by a serpent, being afflicted with pain and high fever, or being injured by a weapon, one is immediately absolved from having to enter hellish life, even though he's sinful.
译文：人如果吟诵哈尔伊的圣名，随后因为从房顶堕落，在路上行走时滑倒，摔断骨头，被蛇咬。 遭受疼痛及高热的折磨，或被武器伤害等不幸的事件死去，哪怕他有罪，都立刻被免除，必须过地狱生活的惩罚。
Yes, go ahead and read the purport, please.
Oh, okay, 要旨, 薄伽梵歌第八章的第六节诗。 其实无论记起什么情形，就会到达那情景。人如果反复练习吟诵吟唱 Hare Krishna 曼陀，在遇到突发事件时，就会自然地喊出 Hare Krishna。然而，即使没做这种练习的人，如果在遇到突发事件死亡时，以某种方式喊出至尊主的圣名 Hare Krishna， 他也会得到拯救，死后不必去地狱。Okay, end of report.
Okay. So before I begin to speak, let me again offer my respectful obeisances unto my spiritual master, A.C. Bhaktivinoda Swami Srila Prabhupada.
所以在我正式的开始讲课之前, 首先还是要献上向我的灵性导师圣恩 Bhakti, 圣恩 A.C. Bhaktivinoda Swami Prabhupada 献上我的顶拜。
And I was born in the darkest ignorance.
我曾诞生于这个愚昧的黑暗当中。
But out of his great compassion, he has opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge.
但是由于他伟大的仁慈，才用知识的火炬打开了我的双眼。
Srila Prabhupada is a pure devotee of Krishna, and he is very dear to Krishna.
圣帕帕是 Krishna 的纯粹的奉献者，他对于 Krishna 来说是非常亲切、非常挚爱的。
Srila Prabhupada is the divine servant of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur.
而圣帕帕是这个 Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur 的神圣的仆人。
And he is empowered to spread the teaching of Lord Chaitanya all over the world.
然后他受到了这个神的力量的赐予，得以在全世界来传播主 Chaitanya 的这个使命。
And by his powerful teaching, he has been able to defeat the influence of impersonal. From our perspective, it's covered by the cloud of ignorance.
但是从我们的这个视角来看，圣明此时却是被这个愚昧的这种云彩给遮住了一部分。
So of course, the sun is never covered by the clouds.
当然，太阳是永远永远都不可能被云彩给遮住的。
But when clouds are present, just like today in Tokyo, it's very cloudy.
然后但是当云彩要是出现的话呢，就像比如今天在日本东京这边，然后真的是太阴天了。
The sun is there, but we can't see it.
所以说在这种阴天的情况下，太阳是依然存在的，依然在那儿的，只不过我们是看不到。
Because the clouds are blocking our view.
因为云彩完全把我们的视线给挡住了。
However,Even though I can't see the sun, it's light out, so I know the sun is there.
但是即便我们是看不到太阳本身，但是依然能够由于这个太阳光的存在而判断出来太阳是在那儿的。
Yeah, so there is some perception of the sun, but very, very slight. There's just a little light.
所以说这时候依然是能够感知到太阳的存在的，只不过是非常微小的存在，因为它有一些这种光线在那儿。
Yes, so the Vishnu Dutas are explaining that this, even this kind of chanting can save you at the time of death.
因此 Vishnu Dutta 在这里就解释到，即使是这种类型的念诵，都能够在死亡之时拯救你。
He said that if you're chanting the holy name, and suddenly you die for whatever reason,
所以这个世界就说到，如果你在念诵圣名，然后突然间由于某种原因，然后你遭遇死亡。
But you're not chanting purely.
然后，但是你却并没有纯粹的念诵。
You will not have to go to the hellish planets and suffer for your sins.
但是即便是不纯粹的念诵，你都是不用去到地狱星球，然后去那里受到地狱的这种罪这种惩罚的罪恶可怕的这种现象的。
Even if you've led a very simple life,
即使是如果你要是过了一个非常堕落的一生。
Now in this verse, they give many examples of how people leave their body.
而在今天这个世界当中就给到了很多例子，就是人是怎样离开躯体的很多方式这种方式。
So all of us, of course, we don't know when we're going to die or how we're going to die.
当然我们每个人都不可能知道我们是什么时候会死亡，或者会以怎样的方式死亡。
Of course, we may be thinking, just like I'm 68 years old, right?
所以说就像我已经68岁一样，当然我们可能会想。
My father died when he was 78.
我父亲是在78岁的时候去世的。
My mother died when she was 89.
而我母亲是在89岁的时候去世。
And the average life of a person nowadays is, you know, 80, 83.
在当今的人寿命长度就是80到83岁左右。
A woman's lifespan is longer than a man's statistically.
从数据上来看，女性的这个寿命长度都要比男的活得更久一点。
So I may be thinking, well, you know, I probably have 10 or 20 years left.
所以说我就会想，那我基本上还有十年或者二十年的寿命剩下。
But is that true?
但是这是真的吗？
Can I say that with 100% certainty?
我能够带着百分之百的肯定这样来去认为我的寿命是会这么久吗？
No, I can't.
对吧？我肯定是不可能做到的。
Yet I'm thinking like that. I'm making plans. Yeah, I can come to China for 20 more years, maybe.
然而我会依然会这样来去思考，我会依然就是做这方面的计划。我会想，哦，我还可以再来中国再来二十年呢。
But we really don't know.
但实际上我们真的不知道。
My father, he was when he died.He was a smoker, a lifelong smoker.
So he died from lung cancer?
No. Oh. But he smoked all of his life.
And,
so he had a little bit of, you know, lung disease. But he was, you know, even at 78, his brain was very clear.
OK, 所以说我的父亲就是在78岁的时候去世的，然后他当时他去世的时候，现在他是整个一生的话呢都是一个抽烟的一个人，然后当然他有一点点的这个就是肺部有些问题，但他却并不是因为这个肺癌而去世的，然后在他死亡的时候的话，实际上他的大脑都是很清醒的。
And, he had no trouble walking or sitting, in fact he used to do Tai Chi.
然后他当时就是根本没有任何问题，就是走路啊，或者是就是散步啊等等的。然后实际上他还每天都练太极拳呢。
So he died in October 24th, 2002.
然后他是在2002年10月24日去世的。
And he climbed up on the roof of the house to clear the gutters of leaves.
然后他当时就爬到我们家那个楼上，不是楼上，就是那个房顶上去，然后把那说，可能真正到了死亡的那一刻的时候，他们都会很吃惊，都会想啊，我现在就得离开吗？我不是还要再活几年，再活十多年吗？
Anyway, he had a very good death. I hope I can die that easily.
总之我爸爸这个人死掉的这个方式真的是太棒了，我也希望我能这样去世。
Yeah, so in this verse, the Vishnudutas, they mentioned that, you know, you could fall off the top of a house.
因此在今天这个世界当中 ,Vishnududutta 就提到你都可能会从这个房顶上跌落下来。
You know, I actually had many people, you know, patients that fell out of a window or fell off the roof of a house.
实际上我曾经就在工作当中遇到了好些这些病人，就是从这个窗子外面，然后从这个屋顶上面掉下去的。
Yeah, I had a 3-year-old girl once.
曾经有个3岁的小姑娘，小女孩就是这样，就是从房顶上掉下来。
She fell three stories.
从3楼的那个楼梯那个房子上掉下来。
Yeah, just for a moment, her mother wasn't watching her, and the window was open, and she climbed up and fell out the window.
然后就只是那么一片刻的时间，然后她妈妈当时没有就是看到她，然后她就这个小孩就从那个窗子外面翻了出去，然后就这样的掉了下来。
And she, you know, she hit her head and she died.
然后由于他当时就是砸到了这个脑袋，然后于是就这样就去世了。
It's very rare for someone to survive if the fall is greater than, you know, 4 or 5 meters.
4 or 5 meters. 所以基本上就是如果一个人要是从这个超过4米或者是5米高的这个距离上掉下来的话，基本上是没有谁能够存活下来的。
And then the next they say, you may slip and suffer broken bones while traveling on the road.
然后接下来这个Vishnudutta就说，有可能你在路上行走的时候会滑倒，从而摔断骨头。
Yeah, recently Mahaguna fell backwards. She was just standing on the cement,
uh-huh.
and she lost her balance and she fell backwards, and she landed on her hip and her shoulder, and she almost hit her head, but she didn't.
Oh, did Mahaguna Mama, suffer quite a lot of pain from that?
Yeah, a little bit, but if she hit her head, she could have died.
所以顾就说最近他的妻子就是妈妈，她就是站在那个水泥地上，然后不知道怎么回事，然后就摔倒了，就是背往后摔，就这样摔下去了。然后幸好就是只是伤到了他的那个大腿和那个就是肩膀，然后没有伤到那个脑袋。然后如果要是那个就是碰到脑袋的话呢，有可能都会死亡的。
Yeah, I've had many patients, young and old, that tripped on the sidewalk and hit their head.
哦，然后我曾经也是在工作当中遇到了好些病人是在这个路边的这个人行道上，然后就是滑倒了，然后就直接砸。
They didn't die at that moment.
当然他们在当时就是摔倒的那一刻是没有死亡的。
But they had a very bad headache.
哦，但是却由此就是头痛得非常厉害。
And died 2 hours later.
然后过了两个小时后就死亡了。
Yeah, that's a common injury, depending on which part of your head you hit.
所以这是一种很常见的这种就是受伤状况，就取决于这个大脑具体受到的伤害那个位置在哪儿。
And this can happen to a young person or an old person.
而这种状况是可以发生在一个老年人身上，也可以发生在一个年轻人身上。
And it happens all the time, all around the world, it's happened.
并且是一直都在发生，是全世界各个地方都在发生着的。
So you hit your head, and the brain, hits up against the skull, and there's a little bleeding starts to begin between your brain and the skull. It's called a subdural hematoma, and that grows.To the point the blood fills up and puts pressure on the brain, pressure on the brain stem, and you die.
So it takes
a couple hours.
So even sent to the hospital and still will not, be fast enough.
Yeah, or the hospital doesn't realize what happened and they send you home and you die at home.
Wow, so bad.
Yeah, they make a mistake.
然后所以顾鲁就说就是他为什么会死亡哈，就是当你就是要是一个人脑袋就是砸到那个某个地方碰撞某个地方的时候，他在那个大脑的这个脑垂体本身这个大脑本身和这个脑袋的那个骨头然后之间的话呢就会就是充斥了那个血液嘛，因为你的那个细胞破裂然后血管破裂，然后血液一旦在那里面就是积攒起来的话呢，足够大的压力就会给予这个脑干体，然后这种很大的这种压力，然后就会导致这个死亡。然后有的时候甚至医院会犯错误，就是你去到医院去检查，然后他以为你没事把你送回家，结果过几个小时就在家里面就死亡了。
I'm sure that person, when they woke up in the morning, they weren't thinking, well, today I'm going to trip on the sidewalk and die.
所以说我很确定就是像死于这些状况的人的话呢，早上起床的时候肯定从来不会想到，今天我会就是走在那个人行横道上，然后就在人行道边，然后就摔倒了，然后就这样就死掉了。
Or they go on to say, some people are bitten by snakes and they die.
或者他们也不会想到就是自己会被蛇咬然后就死亡。
Sometimes people get a high fever.
有的时候人还会发高烧。
Or they catch, the flu.
或者是就是得了流感。
And every now and then, even a young person, you or I get, but somehow or other, it defeats,their immune system and they die.
然后甚至时不时的就是会有比如说即便对于那种很健康的年轻人的话哈，他得了这个流感跟老年人一起，但是不知道怎么回事那流感的病毒就打败了他的身体的这个抵抗力这种免疫系统，然后就死亡了。
Yeah, so the point of this verse is even devotees we're not expecting to die today, right? But we might.
所以说今天这个诗节的要点就是说，即便对于奉献者来说的话呢，我们都没有就是想到过、预料到过今天就会死亡，但实际上真的你根本无法去预料到这些事情的。
And so we usually die of either some sort of trauma, which includes fire or water, or some disease.
所以说人要不然就是会死于某种这种创伤性伤害，像火灾啊，然后或者是水灾啊等等，然后或者是死于某种疾病。
Yeah. Either way, there's a last breath when we leave the body.
但不论怎样的话呢，在死亡的那一刻，最后呼吸一次以后，然后就离开躯体了。
And of course, in the purport, Prabhupada, he quotes the famous verse from Bhagavad Gita, where Krishna explains that your state of consciousness at the time of your death determines your next birth.
然后所以说在要旨当中，啪啪就引用了这个《薄伽梵歌》当中一个非常出名的诗节，然后就说到，在你死亡的那一刻，你的知觉状况是怎样，就会决定你下一世的这个躯体是怎样的。
Yam yam vatni swaram bhavam, jajajan tekalevaram, tam tam iveti kunte asaratad bhava bhavitaha. So, normally, our state of consciousness determines our next birth.
所以说的话呢，在大多数情况下，我们的这个知觉的状态就会决定来世的状况。
It's not necessarily the last thought.
并不一定是你最后死亡那一刻的你的那个念头才会决定你的那个来世状况。
So our consciousness is determined by all the thoughts we had during this life.
因此我们的知觉是由今生所有这些念头的一个集合来决定的。
And if we were identified with our thoughts or not.
就要看我们是否是完全认同于这些念头了。
Yeah, when we're having thoughts, we're watching a movie.
当我们就是脑袋里出现念头的时候，就相当于是在看电影一样。
And we're forgetful of our true self.
此时就遗忘了真正的自我。
And so if we're watching the movie, when we die, then the movie just continues.
所以说我们在看电影的时候，然后要是死亡的话呢，那么这个电影就只会一直持续下去。
But Krishna says, also in the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 2, verse 40,He says, Naya bhikkhurama nasasti pratyavayu navidyate swapam apyashudharmasya atrayate mahatobaya. He said, a little advancement on this path can save from the greatest fear.
所以说 Krishna 在薄伽梵歌的第二篇第四十诗节，然后也说了这样一句话，就是在这条道路上，哪怕你只取得一丁点的进步，都能够拯救你，就是从拯救你免于最危险的恐惧。
Of course, if you ask most people what is your greatest fear, they say, "Well, I'm afraid I'm going to die."
当然，如果你去问大多数人，就是你最大的恐惧是什么，然后他们可能都会说，我最害怕、最恐惧的就是死亡。
But from the spiritual perspective, the greatest fear is to take an animal birth and not have the opportunity of self-realization in the next life.
但是如果从灵性的角度来看，那么一个人能够拥有的这种最大的恐惧，那就是会在来世得到一个动物的躯体，从而没有这种机会能够得以来进行自我觉悟。
So devotees really have nothing to fear.
所以说实际上真的奉献者完全不需要恐惧任何。
Because even if somehow we're unconscious or we don't remember Krishna when we die, Krishna doesn't forget us.
所以说即便是就是我们在对于奉献者来说哈，就是我们在死亡的那一季要是没有知觉的话，完全处于昏迷状态，然后或者不知道怎么回事，就是没有记忆起 Krishna, 但是 Krishna 是绝对不会忘了我们的。
And whatever advancement we've made in bhakti in this life cannot become less and cannot be lost.
而我们在这一世所取得这个 bhakti 的这个成就，这些成果的话呢，它是不会减少，也不会失去的。
So the worst thing that can happen to us is that we have to take another birth and continue bhakti from the level that we're on right now.
Oh, that's the worst.
Yeah.
所以说能够发生在我们身上最糟糕的事情，那就是我们不得不再次的投生，然后再从下一辈子开始持续，就是我们在今生的这个还没有完成的一个 bhakti 的一个休息的过程。
And of course, the best thing we can hope for is that Krishna says, "You're a ripe mango, and I want to take you back to Godhead. I can take you out of the oven now. You're baked just properly."
然后，当然能够发生在我们身上最棒的事儿，那就是，我们完全成熟了，已经是一个熟透了的芒果，然后或者是就像那个面包、蛋糕一样的，完全被烤熟了。然后奎西娜就说：“行，你已经做好准备了，那我现在就把你从这个烤箱里面拿出来吧。”
But, of course, this verse that the Vishnugurus are speaking today, they're talking about Ajamya. They're talking about everyone in general, but they're also talking about Ajamya.
Oh, 而今天的这个诗节的话呢，就是 Vishnu Dutta 所说的这个诗节，他们当然说的不仅仅是对于所有人而言哈，但特别是针对阿加米勒的这种情况来说到的。
Yeah, remember, the Yamadutas are there and they want to take Ajamya to hell.
大家要记着，就是在当时的那个情景下呢，亚玛都塔他们也是在场的，他们是要把这个阿扎米勒给抓到这个地狱去的。
But the Vishnu Dutas have taken charge and they told the Yama Dutas, no, you can't take him.
但是 Vishnu Dutta 就是确实处于这个掌管这个位置，这个就是领导位置，然后就说，你们是不可以把这个阿扎米勒带走的。
And in today's verse, they're saying, even if one chants in Nama Bas.
因此在这个世界当中说到，即便一个人是以 Nama Bas 的方式来念诵。
So, especially at the time of death, we're not expecting it.
Not expecting the death, you mean?
Yeah.
特别是在死亡之际的话呢，我们甚至根本都没有预料到这个死亡当时来临。
Like, what if you fall off a roof?
就比如说，如果我们从这个房顶上摔下去
，or a snake bites you，
或者是一只蛇咬了你
，or you're in a car crash，
或者是遭遇车祸了
，or you got sick and you're in the hospital，
然后或者是就是生病了，然后到了医院
，but somehow or other you say， oh Krishna，
但是不知怎的，然后你就真的在那一刻去呼唤着
Krishna，Lord Nrisimhadev，
主尼辛哈 Dev。
Yeah, almost like as a reaction.
这基本上就像是那一刻的那个立刻发生的反应一样。
I'm sure all of you have been in a car accident or almost had an accident.
所以说我很确定就是大家可能都比如说经历过这个车祸或者是任何一次这种意外事故。
Did you say Krishna?
那当时你有没有去念 Krishna 的名字呢？
Or did you say some other word?
还是说你喊的其他的这些词儿？
Sometimes I say, whoa!
Guru 有时候在这种情况下就直接就喊着
哦。And whoa doesn't have any meaning, right?
而这个 wow 这种惊叹词的话，什么意思都没有嘛。
Then I realize, oh, I'm going to go to the planet of wow.
然后我后来就想，哎呀，那我这样的话，肯定就只有去到那个 wow 的那个星球上去了。
But wow does have a meaning if you use it in a particular way.
但如果你以一种特定的方式呢，用这个 wow 这个词的话呢，它还是有这个特定的含义的。
Woe means suffering.
Oh, woe 这个词的话呢，一就是痛苦，这个罪痛罪。
Oh no, I'm going to the planet of woe now. Are you there? Oh, did we lose connection? Are you still there? Can you hear me, Sumukhi Radha Devidasi? Did we lose Narayani?
Okay, Gumaraj, please continue.
Okay, I'm just going to summarize. So, if somehow or other one chants the name of God at the moment of death, even if he doesn't mean to, even if he's sinful, even if he never had a spiritual life, he doesn't have to take a hellish, he doesn't have to enter hell.
Okay, 所以我就在这里总结一下。 就是如果一个人在死亡之际不知无论以哪种方式哈，就出于什么样的原因来念出了神的名字，就即便他并不是带着这个目的要去念神的名字，然后或者是他从来都没有进行过灵性修习的话，那么他只要念出神的名字的话，他就不会去到这个地狱星球。
Yes, and that was the situation with Ajamya.
而这就是发生在阿加米勒身上的状况。
For devotees, this is not for devotees.
但是对奉献者来说却不是如此。
Now, we may or may not remember the Lord or chant his name when we die.
那么在我们死亡的时候, 有可能我们会记忆起 Krishna, 也有可能我们没有记忆起他, 没有念诵出他的名字。
As I've said many times, most people, especially when they die of disease or even trauma, they don't die immediately, but they spend hours or days unconscious.
我曾经很多次提到过，就是很多人在因为比如说疾病或者是意外死亡的时候，他就完全处于无知觉的状态，可能是几个小时甚至是几天都是昏迷的那种状况下来死亡的。
But if you've spent your whole life chanting the holy name,
但是如果要是一位奉献者是整个一生都是用来念诵圣名的话，
How much does Krishna appreciate that?
那么Krishna会在多大程度上来就是感恩这样的一种付出，这样的一种奉献呢？
So even if we are not in a condition to remember him, he will remember us. We can be sure of that.
因此我们即便就是没有处在这样一种就是记忆起他的这种状态当中， 但是Krishna都会记得起我们， 然后所以我们对这一点是完全可以确定的。
The holy name is so merciful and so powerful that even if one is not a devotee and even if one is very sinful, if somehow or other he repeats the holy name unintentionally, at the time of death one doesn't have to go to hell.
而圣名是如此的强大，如此的仁慈，就即便是一个非奉献者，过了非常罪恶的一生，只要他在死亡的那刻不知怎的，就是念出了神的名字，那么他都是完全就是可以不用去到地狱星球的。Very
good news.
这真的是太好的消息了。Okay,
so I'll open it up for questions and comments because I only have 7 minutes.
Yeah, quite some questions. okay, so 我们来看看现在的问题哈。 So Sumukhi Mataji 问的， 感恩 Guru Maharaja的亲切讲课， 您说起这些父母亲的往事也让我们想起自己故去的亲人， 刚好快到清明节了， 中国人都会去祭拜祖先和故去的长辈， 请问您祭拜所用的水果， 我们应该怎么处理更好呢？ 都没有洗和切过， 只是仪式性的在公墓面前 放着，奉献者可以再用这样的水果去给 Krishna 供奉吗？ 或者可以自己吃这些贡品吗？ 怎么做才是对祖先利益最大的祭祀呢？ 奉献者的家属没有修习奉爱瑜伽的， 是否可以食用这些贡品呢？ So Sumukhi Radha Mataji is asking that very soon is going to be the Chinese Swimming Tool Festival. Guru Maharaj, do you know about that?
No.
So it's like the traditional festival for worshipping the passed away ancestors, parents.
They have similar similar festival in Japan.
Oh yeah.
It's usually in the summer.
Okay. So some action now because usually in China it's in the April month.
Yeah. Okay, so I sort of understand that from the Japanese It was probably very similar because it probably came from, from China to Japan.
Yeah. So during this festival, so Chinese people would go worshiping the ancestors, like offering some fruits to them. And then she's asking that usually they don't wash or cut the fruits, just put it in front of the tombs as a ritual. So she's asking that, can devotees still use these fruits to offer to Krishna? Or how should they, or should they just eat the fruits after being offered to the ancestors? So what can they do? What can she do to give the best sacrifice to the ancestors? And she says that the devotees' families don't practice bhakti yoga. So can the devotees' families also eat those fruits worshipped to offered to Krishna or the ancestors?
Yeah. So if we offer something first to Krishna with love, then it becomes prasadam.
所以如果我们首先能够把一些食物或者水果就满怀爱心的去供奉给 Krishna 的话，那么它就成为了这个 prasadam.
And then you can offer that to the ancestors, the prasadam.
然后你就可以再把这个 prasadam 供奉给你的祖先.
And of course, all the family members can also take.
然后当然你的所有的家人，这些亲属都是可以来去